Okay, hello everybody. First of all, I'd just like to say thank you. And from the bottom of our hearts, the 254 people on this ship would like to send our thanks and gratitude to people all around the world who are supporting us and standing behind us and helping us and giving a voice for us. We'd like to let you know the situation on the ship. The women, the children, and the men on the ship are still facing difficulties. We are still facing many problems that we are trying to deal with on a daily basis. There are so many concerns and so many issues that we have to live by every day. However, we are all strong in one decision, that the Indonesian government will not protect us, that they will not address our international protection needs, and that our lives and the lives of our family members back home in Sri Lanka are at risk. Therefore, we will not surrender ourselves to the Indonesian government or any government who has not signed the Convention for Refugees. We hope that our voice can be heard all around the world, and we hope that Kevin Rudd and his government and governments all around the world can hear our cries for help and mercy. We already are aware that today it is informed that another group of refugees had entered Australian waters, and their boat is sinking in the middle of the Australian coast. Our prayers are for them, and we are aware that there are approximately 23 people who are still missing. We hope the Australian government and the Coast Guard take immediate action and try to help the remaining survivors. Our prayers are for them, and we hope that your prayers are for them as well. We hope that by our struggles, that the world changes, that a new order comes into this world to take more consideration into genuine refugees who are risking their lives traveling by such methods. And we hope that our continual support grows all around the world. And we hope that the governments all around the world can address this issue, especially on what's going on in Sri Lanka. My heart is crying right now for your support. And I cannot believe that so many people are out there supporting us. I'm so thankful today for all your gratitude. I'm thankful today for your help. I thank God that there are people actually hearing our voice. Thank you so much. We do have a 9-year-old child by the name of Brenda who would like to say a few words and send her gratitude out to all the people who are still supporting us. Brenda?
Hello? I thank the people who support the people who are in our boat, and we are still suffering here. We are poor people. Please help us. And we need, and I think of us, education, please. It's only possible by the Australian government to take us to a country. Please help us.
Hello? I hope that everybody was able to hear her. Her voice is kind of low, and I hope that she has been crying from the day that she has been here. And she has been trying to speak out to the international communities and to Rudd's government, pleading for her chance, for her future, and the children around her, for their future. She is a very responsible child and a very smart child who knows what is going on around the world and who knows what is going on. And she has chosen to be the person to speak on behalf of the children and their human rights. And she hopes and prays that through her voice, all children on this boat and all refugees and asylum seekers coming in, that at least the Rudd government can sympathize for the children and take the children at least.